Okay, in this lesson, we're going to have a look at Merch Wizard's welcome email sequence, the onboarding email sequence that will automatically send pre-written emails to people who have just signed up for the extension. And I had it set up such that even for the free tier, they needed to register a license key on Gumroad. And that way I was ensuring that I'd get the emails and be able to follow up with this email sequence. So obviously this relies on you capturing the emails of the people that install your extension. So I've got some screenshots of the emails that were sent out. It was structured such that the user would receive an email each day, highlighting the features of Merch Wizard, the benefits to them, how they could get started, and also critically, how they could unlock more useful features by upgrading. Okay, this is the welcome email that's sent out straight away. And I'm not going to read all these emails out word for word. I'm just going to highlight the different sections, and I'll leave these screenshots in the resources section below. So if you want to read them in more detail, you can do. I'm not saying they're perfect, but they certainly did a decent job for me. And you might want to adapt a similar format or use parts of these emails to onboard people onto your extension. So yeah, without further ado, let's get into it. So welcome email lets them know that Merch Wizard was built by real merch by Amazon sellers with the aim of increasing their productivity. And sets a stall out here that over this next week, as you familiarize yourself with this easy to use business changing app, I'm going to send you a fast and simple task to complete each day and a guide showing you how to easily do it. So here we've got the quick and easy setup guide, which is a link to the website. And in fact, when you install Merch Wizard or KDP Wizard, it opens up that quick setup guide anyway, so they can see it right there in the browser and we can link them to the various places they need to go to. And then we've got this blue banner here. So day one, time needed and skill level. And we're just going to get the users to push the Merch by Amazon listings to Airtable, explain what's going on, and explain on the free tier you're going to have to do this for each page manually, and just get them to take that simple action. And then we've got this upgrade banner here, letting them know, probably a little bit too early on looking back, but letting them know that there is more available if they're enjoying the features so far. And then giving them the link to the knowledge base so they can find answers to their own problems. And we've also got this join us for a free get started webinar, so you can watch a Merch Wizard demo and ask questions. So that was a time limited thing, but certainly having an onboarding webinar could be something that you might want to look into. Okay, so that's email one, fairly light and just with a simple assignment to get them going. Then we've got day two, where we introduce the concept of the design files and getting the PNG design files organized. Letting them know that they don't have to worry anymore about lost or disorganized artwork. Having a central cloud-based location can easily access all these things. Expand them out to other product types. All that would sound amazing to a Merch by Amazon user. And then we've got the same blue bar here. How long the time would be needed. And that's just with the extension running. That's not going to need them to sit there and babysit it. But it just depends on how many designs they actually had. And then we'll talk about the step-by-step on what they need to do. And there's two alternative methods there. And then at the end, we just highlight the fact that they'll now have the ability to access a full design file from any device, anytime through Airtable or through the Chrome extension itself. And then we sign off with the usual stuff at the bottom with the upgrades. And that's pretty much it for day two. Day three, we've got another feature that we're highlighting, but not just talking about the feature. We're talking about the benefits of the feature. We've got that same blue bar here. And we've got some little teases in here asking the user to click to learn more about the Pro Tier game-changing quick product relister, which is a Pro Tier feature and might pique the curiosity of potential users. And we've got the same sort of thing down here about one-click translations. And then the rest of it sort of follows suit with the step-by-step guide. Obviously, these images would have been working, but these emails are a couple of years old now, so those images have disappeared somewhere. All right, so that's that for day three. Day four, we're filtering for product reviews and taking action. Plugging this webinar at the top there, giving that same blue bar for consistency, telling them about Airtable filtering and creating custom views, giving them a nudge of some of the things that are available in the starter tier, which is the lowest paid plan, step-by-step guide, and then talking about some more paid features as we go down the email. So a similar format for day four, and then day five is the last one. Just rounding this off and saying, come and join our community, our Facebook group, which allows them to see other users in there and see how they're using Merch Wizard, find out their thoughts on it, and obviously allows us to be able to market to them within our Facebook group. And then another plug for the upcoming webinar, links to the knowledge base, links to the website, final upgrade message, and that is us done. So obviously you don't have to do these day 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. You can spread them out a little bit more. So after 5 days of emailing them, I would leave it a while. And then after a few weeks, reach out to them in more of a personalized fashion and ask if there's anything they're stuck with, anything we can help them with. And then after a month or so, if they've not uninstalled or deregistered or cancelled, I probably ask them for a review of MerchWizard and see if we can get a review out of them, just in case there is a cancel in the coming months. So for this onboarding sequence, we use MailChimp, but you can achieve all of this in most autoresponders and within system.io as well. So yeah, hope that helps, and I'll leave these screenshots in the resources section below. And with that, I'll sign off and I'll see you in the next lesson.